Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. Hello, good evening, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Sir, we're just conducting a brief study about issues that are affecting us all. It's actually about the new plant, ammonium plant, that is being constructed or is going to be constructed near Corpus Christi. We would like to get your response to the study. Are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes.
You are. Thank you, sir. And this is something that might affect you in your neighborhood, sir. Okay, here we go. Are you, as anyone in your household, employee on the news media, market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and thinking about the past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tend to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican, or are you vote independent?
I'd rather not answer a question.
Okay, no problem. We can move along, sir. Now, and just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year where you were born, please?
87.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, moving right along, have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of the ammonia plant in or near Ingolstadt? Yes, you have? Okay.
Yes, I have.
And have you seen, read, or heard anything about this from Facebook or X or other social media? Yes or no?
No.
A website you found?
No.
No? Something that you heard on the radio?
No.
A report in the newspaper?
No.
Attend a night meeting?
No.
Talking with family or friends?
Yes.
Okay. And news sites or articles on the internet? Yes or no?
No.
And a report on television? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. On your own words, can you please tell me, what have you seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant?
That is upwind from a elementary school.
There is one near the elementary school, you say?
It is upwind of the elementary school.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I think that's pretty serious enough right there.
Yeah. What you've seen, read, or heard giving you more negative view or more positive view on the proposed ammonium plant?
Negative.
Negative. Thank you, sir. Now, I would like you read the names of several individuals or groups. And for each one, please tell me, sir, whether you have heard that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. And if you do not recognize the name, just let me know.
None of them all. None of them.
No, I understand. I'm required to read verbatim. I will read real quick, okay? Now, Port of Corpus Christi. Do you have an opinion about them? The Port of Corpus Christi? No, okay. And how about Project Jaren? Have you heard of them? Jara?
No.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Oxy Energy Corporation? Have you heard of them?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a positive or negative opinion of them?
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. And, okay, here we go. No opinion. Yeah, let me see. How about Flint Hills Resources? Same question. Positive, negative?
Yes, positive.
Positive, somewhat positive or strong positive?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. How about Enbridge? Same question. Positive, negative?
No
opinion? Okay. Valero. What comes to mind when you heard that? Valero. Positive opinion? Negative
positive.
Opinion? Somewhat or strong positive?
Somewhat.
So what? And how about Nueces County Green Ammonia? You recognize the name?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving right along. Sir, would you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonium plant, an export facility located on the southern edge of Ingolstadt?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, real quick, can you please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed of the construction of the ammonia plant, an export facility of the south part of Ingolstadt, Here's the first one. The proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. After hearing that information, sir, will you favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant and export facility? Strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Ammonia is the second most manufactured chemical globally, and one of the two project partners, JARA, has over 100 years of experience, an excellent safety record, and extensive knowledge of the entire production process. Now, same question. After hearing that information, sir, same question, same options. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed,
strongly opposed.
Oh, thank you. And a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Same question, same options.
Strongly opposed.
And in addition to paying property taxes on their proposal facility, both JARA and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax. Same question, same options.
Strongly opposed on any other question related to that subject.
No, I understand. And I'm required to read verbatim, sir. And believe me, after this, we'll be done, okay?
How many more questions you got, bud?
The guy, just give me one more minute so we can use all the ones you already gave me, okay? Now,
how many more questions do you have, though?
Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is the information they're going to give you. And see if you, there's also from opponents also, you know, seven more questions real quick. I will speed it up.
Come on. Okay.
The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service. Same questions, same options.
Strongly opposed.
Okay. Now, the ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries.
Strongly opposed.
For the energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel
source.
Yeah, but I'm required to read verbatim, sir. I do appreciate your presence.
That's fine. That's going to be my answer, though. They're the same question, different wording. That's
right.
Strongly opposed.
I know, but if you allow me just to read it, just for the recording.
I'd rather not answer the same question over and over. I'd rather not participate anymore. I appreciate your time.
All right. I appreciate your patience. Thank you.